Hey, this is Dennis.
And this is Lonnie. We thank you so much for tuning in to Better Together. This is a place where we keep it real. We discuss topics like what, honey?
Marriage, family, sex.
Ooh la la.
Yes. Dating after marriage and how to safeguard your marriage is so much more.
So much more. So we want you to sit back and relax.
We're better together because guess what?
Guess what?
We're better together.
Bye. Welcome back to Better Together with
Dennis
and Lonnie C. We're back.
We're back again.
We thank you so much for joining us here with our podcast and here on our YouTube channel. And those that are listening on Apple or Anchor, we thank you so much for following us. But before we get started, we'd like to remind you to make sure that you like, share, and subscribe and turn on those notifications. We appreciate it.
Please, please. And thank you so much for your support.
Yes.
Subscribe to us and get good content, great content. That the Lord shares from our hearts, and you know what's going on with the Crawfords.
Yeah, with the Crawfords. Yes. So we're going to get started. We're thinking about our last date that we had. Let me see if you can remember. Well, we went to the movies.
Yeah, we actually did go to the movies. We actually went to go see what's that movie called? We went to go see Color Purple.
Yes, and we thoroughly enjoyed it.
We loved it. And I don't particularly like musicals.
I've gotten you to see two musicals in the last couple of months.
Yeah, but the Color Purple was good. It was certain scenes I didn't like. But overall, it was a Fantasia, Taraji. Mm-hmm. They did an awesome job. The guy that played, I think his name was Coleman Domingo. Is that his name?
Something around that.
Yeah, he did a good job too playing Mister. So it was good acting, good singing. You know, good scene. You know, most scenes were good. But it was really enjoyable. The most enjoyable part is spending time with my wife and spending time with my baby.
With my bucket of popcorn. We sit. It was crowded though, but I enjoy sitting on the back row. I love just that vantage point. It's just a good spot. Yeah, yeah. So I love doing that. So we try to always get a back spot like that. Right, so we're looking for a new film to go out. So if you have any suggestions,
leave it in the comment section.
Some great movies that we'd love for you to, to let us know about.
Right.
Also, I want to say, do this. I know this is going to be a shameless plug, but I'm going to say this. On Christmas morning, had a great movie that came out that was called The Company You Keep.
Oh.
Yeah, you can look at his face. He owned.
I had no idea.
This is a great movie. The reason why I say it was great already because it's from Fruit Bearing Studios. Yeah. We really enjoy their movies. They have some great biblically based movies. It's scripture based. Great company. It's out of Snellville, Georgia. And I had the opportunity. I am a gospel singer. And one of my songs was featured actually in the movie. It's Amazon. Yeah. So if you check it out, The Company You Keep by Fruit Bearing Studios, you will catch my song and some other great artists that independent artists that are in that. So that's another great film that we watched on Christmas morning and continue to watch. I know this is filmed later on, but continue to watch. It's a great movie. Yeah. It's not just a couples movie. It has great content in it, and they really tie it. You could tell that it's been bathed in prayer.
Yeah, so, it was actually good. I think the one thing that I liked about the movie at the end, it talked about how they had intercessors praying for the movie.
Yes, yes.
They had intercessors, people who were assigned to praying for the movie, and I thought that was awesome. But you can tell it was really good. It was written pretty well. Uh-huh. Really. It was well written,
had a turn at the end. So I want y'all to really watch the
acting was very good. It was very well put together. Hats off to Fruit Bearing Studios. Keep doing what you're doing, and my wife can do more songs for you guys.
Yes, yeah, so. I would love to. Great family to be a part.
GK, her producer.
Yes, so. My producer GK. Hats off to you.
Yes.
Where You Lead Me. If you want to check out that song, it's also on Amazon as well. But that's the one. So when you're watching the movie, you'll be looking for it.
Amazon, Apple. Spotify, she's on there on the Lonnie Crawford.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are about to deep dive into our subject matter for today. Drum roll. What is it for us today?
We're talking about avoiding burnout.
Avoiding burnout.
And so me and my wife are big proponents of, you know, trimming the fat, letting stuff go. Because if you don't avoid burnout, it will kill you. Bottom line, it will kill you. And so the scripture, you know, I got to go to the scriptures on this. My producer's like, don't read that verse. Don't do that. But I'm going to read it.
Why are you going to do that to you, Mike? Why?
Don't read that version. So what I'm going to do for my, producer, I'm going to read the King James version first. I'm
going to
go.
Okay. Yes. Get a thumbs up. Yeah.
Then I'm going to read the translation on top of that.
Okay. That helps. That might help.
I listen to my brother. Matthew 11, 28, verse 230. It says, verse 28 says, come to me. This is Jesus talking. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So Jesus is basically saying in that moment, come to me. You're laboring. I'll take that stuff off you. If you take on my yoke, you'll still have a yoke, but it's easy. You take my burden, it's light, and I'll take all that stuff for you.
Yeah.
So this is the King. This is the message Bible. Mm-hmm. And this is the one that kind of breaks it down a little bit more. Give you a different vantage point. It says, verse 28 says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Let's start right there. Burned out on religion. Religion is a set of rules. You may say, well, you know, you go to church, it's a set of rules. No, religion is basically no relationship there. You're just going through the motions. You're going through a set of rules, formulas, and you're doing something, but you're doing it mindlessly. It's kind of like a rat on a pinwheel. You call it a pinwheel?
Well, that's the hamster wheel.
It's a hamster wheel. They on that wheel, and that's all they're doing. They doing the work, but there's no production from it. You know what I'm saying? They're getting tired and tired, and it wears you out. It says, come to me, get away with me, and you will recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. He says, walk with me, work with me, watch what I do. So Jesus is saying, if I'll show you real rest, but if you walk with me and work with me, I'll show you what I do. I'll show you how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I mean, it's not forced on you. It's unforced. And he'll show you, it's a rhythm to grace. He'll show you a rhythm. And I like this. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you will learn how to live freely and lightly. How many times you've seen people, you know, it's this thing that I heard a long time ago, sleep is for the weak. I heard that. Sleep is for the weak, right?
It's not. I love my sleep.
Sleep is for the weak. But the Bible says opposite. The Bible says that your sleep shall be sweet. So somebody, I'm going with the Bible says.
I'll go with the Bible.
Because if you don't get no sleep, you're going to find out right then and there that you're going to end up messing yourself up because your body needs rest. Your mental needs rest. Your emotions need rest. And Jesus says, come with me. Take on my burdens. Take on my yoke. Take on my way of doing things. He said, I help you recover your life. I help you get a real rest. Stay with me. Keep company with me. And in a relationship with me, I'll show you how to get out of that stress that you're dealing with. Because it's his grace that's there. His unforced rhythm of grace. His grace is there to give you peace. Because the Bible says this. The Bible says, it says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, it says, my grace is sufficient. It's made perfect in your weakness. I mean, it's made complete when we're weak. So what I'm here to tell you is that self-care is not selfish.
No, it's not.
You know, I mean, my wife just talked about this, about taking Sabbath days, Sabbath, you know, think about Sabbath days, you know, as a matter of fact, Sabbath days is made for you to rest. It means Sabbath means to just simply stop. It means Shabbat, which means to just simply stop. And that word comes from when God, when he made when he made the earth, on that seventh day, he made holy. He made it holy, but not, and then he said he rested. It's not because he rested because he was tired. He rested because he was stopping to observe what he made and to admire what he made. And that was us and the planet and things of that nature. So if God makes that day holy, then it's got to say something there, because we need to make a day that we have holy. It don't got to be a Sunday. It could be a day that you say, you know what, this day I'm not doing anything. I'm going to recover.
Or do something that you enjoy doing.
Do something you like to do.
It doesn't have, and when you stop, you're stopping during your normal routine of things. Right. But do something that you enjoy. If it means going to the movies, go fly a kite, take a walk, take a bike ride, take your dog out. Do something that you don't ever get a chance to do because you have the rhythm of life that's going and constantly going, and you need that day to kind of consider a day of resetting. I get to do something for myself, you know? And it's so imperative, especially when you come, like, I'm gonna go back to lack of sleep. I'm gonna say this. We remember when we brought the babies home. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, and it's a season. It is a season, but don't you get one of, you know, you first bring them home, their clocks are all, they pooping all the time, up all night. You know, it's like you're not getting the rest, and they call it sleep deprivation. Yeah. It is real. It is so real. You don't know if it's morning or night. You don't know if you coming or going. Anybody that's a parent knows how that can feel. And you tag teaming with your spouse, or if you're doing it solo, whatever the case is.
Right.
It's a lot when you're not getting that good, solid rest. It's broken up. Yeah. You know, you may get 8 hours, but it's broken up and you're not able to get a deeper realm of sleep, if that makes sense.
You're right.
And you can't get deep sleep. It's just like, it's just enough. And then you have a baby, it's hard to sleep really deep because you want to be able to hear them. And it's just a lot of different things with that. So that sleep deprivation is really true. It can be true. And I know even during that time when we had, you don't want to leave, when we had a young baby, bringing a young baby home, the first time we brought a baby home, we didn't have any other children. So it was just that child.
Right.
Then that's a whole different, that's a whole ball of wax. But then we have the next baby and you have a toddler at home or another baby there. So you're trying to keep this baby quiet. So this don't wake up the next baby, and it sets the whole house. And so your rest, you don't really get any good rest. So that's just an example of, oh my goodness, where you just, it's you feel like it never ends, but it does. You can get rest.
And so, but we're talking about that rest, that sleep you need.
Yeah, you need it for your body.
Your body needs to get plenty of rest. And I know the reason I'm really big on this, because from my perspective, from me personally, you know, it caused me health issues because I was lack of sleep, you know, lack of rest, lack of just, you know, just taking time to get to know me. You know, those days that, you know, those days of rest, you need to get to know you. You need to have time with you. Even my wife, I'm gonna poke fun at her for a minute. She was telling. My wife is like all about the business. She's all about let's. We got goals. We got this and that.
I already know where you're going.
And all that stuff. I said, babe, on my Sabbath day, I want to talk about business, or talk about anything else, because I want to sit back and rest. And so, you know, you're taking a minute. It's for your mental health. It's for your emotional health. You need to stop and slow down, because when you slow down, you really get to hear from God about things, and you get to really get to know you. You know, when you do that, when you slow down, because when I learn how to just slow down, it affects my attitude towards my children. Because I, you know, when you don't get enough rest, you snap at your kids, you snap at your wife, you snap at people, because your emotions are always so anxious. And I believe in this world that we live in, everything is so instantaneous. We all want technology.
We want microwave, not crock pot.
Because if it don't happen right there, we like, you know, it's no good. No, we need to slow down. Slow down. And allow stuff to breathe, allow stuff to process stuff, allow your mind to just settle and then enjoy the fruits of your labor. Some people work so hard that we work so hard in this, in working all these hours. We don't take time to just take that day and set aside to enjoy the fruits of your labor. God made that day holy because he enjoyed seeing what he made. He was like, I made this one of my wonderful son, my wonderful children. I want to enjoy and rest in what I did, like a proud father looking at his children, like, look what I created. Look at my children. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we got to do. We got to take time to really take time inside and just slow down, because it helps with your mental health. I firmly believe if we instituted a Sabbath day every 7 days, every 6 days, I'm almost sure that we want to have the mental situation that we have.
Or hypertension high blood pressure, and all of those things, anxiety, and
things of that nature. And so you need to, your mind needs to recover. Your brain needs to recover. You need to get plenty of rest. You know, you need to get at least a good 7 hours of sleep every night. you know, do I push for that and I get it? No, I don't. Some days I don't. Most sometimes I do. But pushing to get that day, like, you know, I my wife, we definitely believe in having Sabbath days. Those Sabbath days, man, is not a selfish act. It's something that you get to enjoy. You get to enjoy yourself. You get to, you know, you get to find out what you're about, and you get to just have your mind at rest. So it gets you renewed for the next 6 days you're about to go into.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a friend and lived in Trinidad, and I don't know how true if they still do this, but she told me that she said they had during their work day, mm-hmm. they had a time where they took naps. Like, it was a rest day. Like, they had their workers take naps. And they saw better productivity in them because they were recharged and had that opportunity to take naps. I remember I'm going back to when we were kids and we had to, I don't know if you were in school when way back when you had to take naps, yep. like real yep. naps with the yep. cots and all that stuff. I was the one child that did not like taking naps. But I'm telling you right now, if I had opportunity to take a nap now, I would do it. But as a child, I wrestled. I played with my shoelace. I played with my hair. I did everything to not take a nap. But it's something about it. Even when I was teaching school, when my children, my students would take naps, they needed it. It was right after lunch and it just settles them down. I would play worship music and they would settle down. And it was kind of like a reset for those for the rest of the day. So mm-hmm. it does help because their little bodies need that. Yeah. And our bodies, we need to take that on too. Taking a nap, an hour of power, if you can, you know, just to reset before your kids get home. If you can do that, laying your head down on your desk and closing your eyes, because we're so much into social media. Our eyes don't ever get any rest. We're constantly, if we're on front of monitors, we don't get that rest. Yeah. So those can make you, dopamine or something that goes on. All of this is going on when you're just constantly in the screen time and not having that time, and it causes burnout. That thing right there, when we have, like, I have this right here, and this is my sword right here, but he likes it quicker on there. But I'm saying our eyes need to rest and to avoid that burnout, even with our eyes and things like that.
Yeah, because the one thing they said about digital, the blue light, the digital. Mm-hmm. Especially in children, we try to work with that here. But one thing
we try to trust me.
One thing about having digital, you know, dealing with digital and the blue light, it said is especially during the pandemic, it said it's mm-hmm. caused more anxiety, more depression, mm-hmm. and more mental issues because of this blue light, just always on this blue light. Because what it did during the pandemic, what it did was it disconnected us from relationships, disconnected us from reality, and mm-hmm. disconnected us from so many things, particularly in our children, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's why, you know, you got to be very careful and really monitor what your children watch. You got to really look at that. We try to monitor ourselves on looking at this mm-hmm. thing. Social media is something else that mm-hmm. you know what you're doing. You pay attention to people's highlight reels, and then, you know, it's a disconnection from reality. Mm-hmm. You're looking at how many likes you're getting. You're basing your friendships based on how many likes you're getting. If I get enough views, and it's just a whole spectrum of things that will cause you to be burned out mentally and burned mm-hmm. out emotionally. And so you got to really take the time to really do the things that's natural to get you back recovered. And then supernatural things that you need to do in the Lord, but also just natural things you like to do. Go for a walk. Get a pedicure. Get a manicure. Go watch your favorite movie. New. Take yourself out to dinner. Go hiking.
Go to the museum.
Go to the museum.
Art museum. That's so nice. Yeah. Aquariums. Yeah. Go hiking.
Yeah.
There's so many things we can do to get moving.
Yeah, spend time with your friends. You know, just laugh. Yeah. You know,
go to a comedy show.
You know, I mean, some comedy show together.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, we end up. I'm not even gonna get into that. I surprised you with a comedy. Remember that one? I'm not gonna say who it was. Yeah. And I was like, oops, didn't mean to do that.
Yeah.
But you know, go to the right comedy show.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, you know, but just taking time to avoid that burnout, because one thing about it is, When stress has a way of causing so many breakdowns in your body, and if you don't keep it in check, then what would happen is you end up having heart issues, mm-hmm. even having, you know, blood pressure issues, strokes. You ever have even end up having a stroke or,
yeah.
You know, aneurysms. Things. And it, you know, it's so many things that can affect your body because your body is a machine and it needs to be taken care of properly. So if you don't
drink
take care,
water.
Yeah, drink a lot of water because we made up of 70% water. And so we just want, I think it's 70%.
I don't know the percentage.
70-80% water. Yeah, if you're drinking nothing but Coke, or drinking, you know, we call it in up where we come from up north, we call it pop. They call it in the south soda. Some places call it Coke, everything across the board. But if you're not drinking the right, drinking, you know, water, drinking Coke or Pepsi, then you're not allowing your kidneys or
you were close.
You know, it's what is 75%?
50-70. So the body's made up to 50-75% water. Yep.
So you gotta make sure you keep watering your body. So you gotta make sure your body's is replenishing, you know, and being taken care of, you know. So, you know, we just want to make sure that, you know, that you definitely keep things in check. Make sure you're avoiding any kind of burnout, you know.
I know when mine is triggered,
yeah.
The back of my neck starts hurting. That's when I know I need to chill out. I'm taking myself too serious. You have to know your body and know when you're burning from both sides of the candle.
Yeah.
If that's an old way of saying stuff, but burning from both sides of the end of the candle, and you are just zonked out and stressed out. Like I'm looking at, we sat down and did our calendar for the whole year, like all the stuff. And I was like, when we came out of December, I was like, January has a lot of stuff going on. And it almost caused me having anxiety. I'm just being completely honest. I was like, oh my goodness, we jumping off. We got to do this. We got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We got this birthday party. We got this right here. And it just got overwhelming. And I'm like, you only could take one day at a time. Point blank.
Yep.
I set it out so we could see what we had to do, not to stress me out, mm-hmm. but it started stressing me out because I knew coming from off of December, I'm like coming into the new year, I'm not getting a break and I need to come up for air. And I was like, and that's when hubby just, I love it that you were like, no, I had him look at my calendar. I'm like, baby, I'm sitting here like, I don't have any place to have a Sabbath day. Like he knows his Sabbath days. And I'm sitting there like, I don't have a place. I got to do this, this, this. And he was like, and because he was looking at it at a different vantage point, he was like, what about right here? And I was like, but I got to do, he said, I got that. I can take care of that. And I'm like, but what about this? And he's like, I have that. And I'm like, oh, so I'm excited. Cause tomorrow I'm jumpstarting.
Take it.
I'm doing, you know, a constant and making sure that that's something on my calendar that I'm doing every, you know, what is it, every couple of weeks or, you know,
every six days.
See, Doc, he's helping me because it's hard for every six days.
Every 6 days, you're taking one.
I'm doing one.
You set a time a day where you just, mm-hmm. it's just you and Jesus and whoever, but it's mostly you mm-hmm. taking the time to rest. If you want to sleep your whole
That was my first request.
You want to sleep the whole day away? You take yourself shopping, take yourself out to get your toes and nails done. You want to do those things, take yourself out. I know with me personally, you know, I go see my counselor on that day.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get my, I'm about to meet with a personal trainer, learn mm-hmm. how to get my body in shape. And I go take myself out to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I take myself to a movie or I might take myself, you know, shopping or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I just take the whole day just to relax, you know, and read a good book I ain't mm-hmm. read in a while mm-hmm. and just get to know. And what it does, it helps your emotional and mental health, you know, because, you know, one thing about it, you turn around. I know at one time, you know, I was dealing with depression and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. But the more I take the time to refresh myself and, you know, God is there definitely to help refresh myself. But the more I take that time to have that time to recoup, like Jesus said, take that day to recover your life with him. Your body can be extended. I think I read somewhere. It's a book called by John Mark Comer. Good book. It's an orange book called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. It's called The Ruthless Elimination of mm-hmm. Hurry.
You can't even read the book fast.
Yeah, yeah. He even said in the book, he said, read the book slow.
Yeah.
He mm-hmm. said, if you're gonna breathe through this book, you're not going to get the benefits of it.
Right.
It's by John Mark Comer. It's called,
we'll put that in the description. We'll
put in a link. Mm-hmm. It says The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. One thing he said was, he said, the more Sabbath days you take, it adds a year to your life. I think it's that year or something like that to your life because you're taking time to replenish your body. And so I heard one person say, like I said before, somebody said sleep is for the weak. You know, some people just, they go so hard in the pain, they work, and they don't get no sleep, and they think that's being successful. No, you may be getting success on one end with money and stuff like that, but your body's taking a beating, and then you're not going to live long to enjoy the benefits anyway.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So avoiding certain people in your life, you know, get away from leeches, get away from people that bring you down, get away from people that bring stress in your life. Get away from people that bring drama. And let me say this one thing.
Okay, so I'm looking up someone.
Go ahead. Don't let somebody else's drama become your emergency. Let me say that again. Don't let nobody else's drama become your emergency. If they're dealing with stuff, then let them, you know, you pray for them and you keep them moving. But don't let somebody else's drama become your emergency. I'm not talking about if you got to help somebody and they need to be helped. But people have a tendency, they want to always dump on you. And dump on you and dump their issues on you. And I'm not saying helping somebody out. I'm not carrying somebody out, like your children and things like that, or just friends. And I'm talking about somebody who they make a habit of dumping on you because they just, you letting them do it. But sometimes you gotta be like, you know what? I'm gonna pray for you. I love you. And I can't get caught up in that because it'll burn you out too. You know, it'll burn you out too. And you just want to avoid those situations where you are, burning stuff out. What you got there?
Yeah, I was looking at someone about living and saving and not. Oh, Hattie. Yeah, I was looking at Hattie, yeah. Hattie Green.
Yeah,
she was like known as the richest woman in America, but she was the richest miser.
She's the richest miser. Yeah,
and just a little bit to tell a little bit about her story is that she saved money. She would eat cold oatmeal every day. And she wouldn't spend any money, and to the point where her son had to get his leg amputated because she wouldn't go and get it checked out and stuff. And there's some other things that she did as well. So I mean, just really, really, that's how you can work, you know, have all this money cheap and don't treat yourself. And that goes back to just taking care of yourself and taking, you know, making sure the self-care is not selfish and things like that to avoid those burnout moments and not taking yourself so serious. Because I know we didn't want to be threatening having hypertension and all these different things, stressing out, because you will stress out. And it's, and the thing about it, your job or wherever you're at, you drop dead on your job, they will pack up your stuff. I'm just being real, and have your job description out on LinkedIn before you even get cold in the grave.
Yeah.
And looking for another. I'm just being real. It seems heartless, but it's true. Mm-hmm. So spend time with the folks that it matters.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we get done here, we got some loved ones that we want to spend time with.
Yeah.
After this, you know, we got a pack of games that we get, a stack of games that we play, family games with each other, trying not to take life so serious that you don't enjoy life because you're trying to thrive to get to this financial goal. Oh, there's nothing wrong with having goals, but what are you willing to sacrifice to get that goal? Mm-hmm. And I hope it's not your health, your family, you know, things of that matter. Those things are not worth losing or sacrificing to gain something and have burnout. And what you gain is hypertension, strokes, heart attacks, and those strokes can cause you to be to paralyze you. So
definitely avoiding burnout. Learn how to laugh. Learn how to have fun. Enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yes.
Take Sabbath days. Take days to rest.
Rest.
And exercise. Work out. Eat the right foods.
Mm-hmm. Drink, you know, water.
Drink water. Drink a lot of water. We talking to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got my water in the back. But just do those things. Just do that, and you will live a long life. You will live a long life. The Bible even talks about having laughter is like a medicine.
It is.
It's like a medication. So just enjoy life. Don't take life so serious.
You smiled there, baby. You smiled. You said, "Oh, you fine, sexy thing." All right. Well, we're gonna wrap it up today. We thank you so much, and we're gonna laugh on the way out.
Laugh on the way out.
We thank you so much for joining us here. We're Better Together with
Dennis
and Lonnie C. Be blessed.
Be blessed, y'all.
Ooh, laugh.
God bless.
Hey, if you want to stay connected with us, here are some of our social media handles.
Our website is Better Together, TWO, 2, gather.com, as well as on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes, we'd love to stay connected with you. So follow us on these different social media platforms. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.